This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Heading for the rim, and Geronimo flies through the air and jams it home with the right hand. That'll call Dusty May to call a timeout. Wow. Rice at the top of the key. Queen with a screen. Rice shoots over the Queen screen and got it. Three-pointer again for Rodney Rice. Rebound by Rodney Rice in the backcourt. And the Terrapins have come to Ann Arbor. And they won a game for the first time since 2017. 71-65. That's the final.
There was so much talk earlier in the year. We lost a close one to Purdue. We lost two tough ones out west. Lost a buzzer beater. And then, you know, the negativity. I'm really proud of these guys because they blocked out all that negativity. So to start 0-4 on the road, to stay positive, to stay with everything, and now end up 5-5 in this conference, more than anything, I'm just so proud of that group of guys because it could have been easy to let all that negativity, let all that talk, you know, deter them. And I think they showed the grit from, you know, from the Michigan State half-court shot to go on the road at Penn State and win a tough game, and now come here and win a tough game.
So here are the highlights right here on 105.7 The Fan. Last night, Johnny Holiday, Chris Knocke on the call, and then Kevin Willard after the game. And after winning at State College for the first time since 2015, they won at Michigan for the first time since 2017. It wasn't easy, but guys, since Selton Miguel hit a three to make it 19-16 with 6:54 left in the first half, they never relinquished the lead after that. It got close a couple times, but man, oh man, they took the lead and they held on to it.
That was one of the things that was so impressive to me, Jason, in the second half, where Michigan's going on a run, they cut it to five, boom, Jacoby Gillespie hits a big three. Then Michigan goes on a run, gets back within 5-4-3. Rodney Rice hits a big three. They just kept answering and kept pushing it to multiple possession leads. It wasn't always pretty. They didn't score a basket the final 6 minutes of this thing, but they were able to have enough breathing room.
Yeah, incredibly impressive win. It played out kind of how we thought it would. We spoke ourselves and we brought on several guests who broke this game down, and we kept drilling down on certain elements. Michigan's backcourt, well, and their center, turned the ball over a lot, and they turn it over a lot at home, and the Terps have been turning people over, and the Terps have had incredibly active hands, and we thought, and a lot of other people we talked to thought, they were going to steal possessions and come out of this with a half a dozen or more possessions than Michigan, at least, because of the turnover margin. That was a huge factor. It could have really, this game could have been totally out of hand if the Terps capitalized a little more.
If they hit some shots or waited for better shots. Yeah.
Or just made a simple pass and take a layup instead of the extra pass or the quick three.
Yeah.
But nobody's perfect. So that became a huge part of this game. And then we've talked a lot about the ability of Kevin Willard's team to play defense in a bunch of different ways. And they might start pressing you, and they might sit back and play a half-court zone, 2-3. They might start to half-court press you. They have interchangeability and flexibility defensively. And he had, I thought, a great sense of how to manipulate that game from the sidelines. And especially when they needed to clamp down and they went to the 2-3, Michigan had no answers for it. They had no answers for it in stretches of the first half. They had no answers for it in key stretches of the second half. And that's why we like the Terps so much, because they can beat you 91-90 and they can beat you 65-60.
It was an impressive road performance. And as we talked all the time, you never apologize for a road win. And it's amazing the way they've turned this season around on the road, because I'm old enough to remember us talking about the fact they still couldn't win on the road. And what's going on with Kevin Willard? He can't win on the road. Well, now they're winning multiple road games. I think they're 5-5 on the road after starting off horribly. And the games they've lost on the road, the last two, have been buzzer beaters. Northwestern and Ohio State, essentially. The guy hit a bank three at the shot clock. Like, so that those are the games that they've lost on the road. And now they set themselves up, if they beat Northwestern on Saturday, there's a good chance they end up being the 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. I was reading this last night. So Wisconsin beat Minnesota last night.
Yes.
If they beat Penn State Saturday and Purdue wins at Illinois tomorrow night and Maryland wins, there's a 4-way tie for second place and the Terps win the tiebreaker and get the 2 seed. Now, of course, also Purdue could lose to Illinois and that would help Maryland out as well. But it seems like, as long as Maryland takes care of their own business, they're going to have a double bye.
Yeah. This was a critical game. This was sort of one of those swing games. That doesn't mean you still won't feel pressure knowing you beat Northwestern, you take care of business. But I love, frankly, the way that this has set up for them. And look, they've also now...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Michigan 3 weeks ago, Michigan now, two different complete entities.
By the way, there's a third part to that thing. I'm sorry. Michigan has to lose to Michigan State.
I was about to cover that part for you because I think Sparty's going to smell blood.
Yeah.
And whatever happens with Sparty tonight,
go under.
I think that's a bad matchup for Michigan. And I think this Michigan team has plateaued. And so, I don't know that they're winning another game in the Big Ten, because I think in the tournament, depending on the matchup, they could be in trouble. So, yes, that the door is open for the Terps, and I expect them to capitalize off of it. And we're going to hear some more sound from last night. I've been incredibly impressed with Kevin Willard's stewardship of this program. The way he talks about Juju Reese, the way he talks about his players in general, the way he speaks about the program, the way he fights for the program, the sense of perspective he has. And I understand that some of this is a one-year proposition, but that's big-time college basketball
these
days.
It's what it is. Look around the country.
It's looking like a sage hire. Like, and if people want to have the Patino argument, we can. I'll take this guy at this stage of his career versus that guy. You know, at the end, one last mercenary bite at the apple. We'll see how long he's in St. John's. I'm guessing not that long, especially if they have a big run this year.
But if they win one, yeah.
This looks like a hell of a hire.
Well, it's something you go back to the offseason. We harp on this a lot, how they attack this portal and they just hit home run after home run and bringing in Derek Queen, recruiting the five-star, getting him to come here, and then overcoming some of those shortcomings early on, Ken, that you mentioned, where you start 1-3 in the Big Ten, 3-4 in the Big Ten, losing all of those road games where you start 0-4 on the road and you finish 500 in conference. You will take that.
And one more thing I do want to mention before we start previewing the show. Do you realize that Selton Miguel scores basically 17
yes.
points in every win?
Yes.
17 against Michigan, 17 against Penn State, 17 against Iowa, 17 against Nebraska, 17 against Rutgers. Like, that's the magic number for Selton.
We'll get more into him during TMI. He's the X-Factor.
That's my guy.
Man. He's the X-Factor.
That's my guy. You can see how much Willard loves having him around. And even... like, because Bruce Weber is on the
Big
broadcast,
Ten, yeah.
who had him at K-State. You could see his face light up every time they ask him about Selton Miguel.
I also think, before we hit a break, Jordan Geronimo deserves a lot of credit last night.
Dirty
man,
work.
Where Julian Reese picked up his second foul with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half, and Geronimo, he ended up playing his most minutes in a while with 16. That dunk was sick.
Yep.
Defense, the energy that he provided was huge.
Then he hit a little baby hook as well.
Yeah,
bench points,
yeah.
baby. We have a huge show today here on this Thursday. Guest-wise, we get things started at 4 o'clock. Our friend, IA Hall of Famer from BetMGM, Lucy Burge, joins the show with her best bets. We'll head down to Florida. Matt Weirich, covering the O's for the Baltimore Sun, joins us at 4:30 yesterday. A lot of news coming out of Orioles camp. Get his update on all of that. And Chris Nockey was on the call last night. Terps beat Michigan. We talked to him at 5.
Yeah, I guess we're just pretending that Grayson's unusual outing didn't happen. I don't know if we'll hear from the skipper before tonight's game. They play at 6. Or, you know, if anybody's gotten him up to snuff, because I guess he didn't see it for himself because he wasn't at the ballpark.
Yeah. Sounded good on the radio.
We got Gunner injury updates. We got Westy injury updates. Kittredge injury updates. We will chronicle all of that. We are getting closer and closer to the start of the league year in the NFL. We told you Bosa was going to get cut. Joey, give Nick a couple years, he'll be cut too, because he won't be playing a whole lot. He's on the market. We think the Ravens need pass rushers. We will let you guys know which pass rushers can make sense for these guys. And yeah, Coach Nockey on the Terps win and how things set up for Northwestern and beyond.
Coming up next here on the program, we continue talking about the Terps. We'll hear from head coach Kevin Willard. And also, what went right for this Maryland basketball team? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.